Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, last rip. Cat a B, Miss Smith and Envy. For little 9, y'all. Yeah, check this out. Yeah, Triceptus Studio. Check it. Yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toasting it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant all on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me, sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. I like the way you always on my mind. I like the way how you do it every time. You just make me feel real.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Book you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But do this now, don't waste no time. Ooh, you just make me feel real. You just make me feel real.
About dreams, love, life, inspiration, and maybe talks about Jackie Chan. Anyway, this is going to be a super exciting show tonight. Ow, I have got a cramp on my foot. I'm so excited right now. But we've got Boston in the house tonight. Yes, yes, yes. My family back in Boston, Tricepta Studios. Every time I've got my little brother, Crosby Tatum, on the show. It's just insane. And people are already in the chat room. Hi, Mountain Man. What's up? There's some guests in there. So hi to all. Thanks for tuning in. Who knows what's going to happen tonight? Because it's live. You never can tell. Plus, with Shelly Nunchucks, you just don't know what's going to happen. So I think we have my honored special guest here. There's some awesome, awesome news. And I can't wait to bring him on. So I have two guests, and I'm pretty sure the first one's Crosby. So let's see if this is him, if I am correct. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
What's going on, Miss Shelley?
This is Jay Holland.
Jay? Okay, maybe if Crosby was on the other line, because I thought this was him, because I got this number, and I thought it was Crosby. And so he must be on the other line. Can I pull him on?
Most likely, most definitely.
Okay, and thanks for being on tonight.
No problem, anytime.
Hello, other caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Is Crosby silent there?
I don't know what's going on. I think the other number, I have them on the air, but I don't know whose number that is. I thought it was Crosby.
Well, no, it's probably, you know, I don't want to give his number out, 857, but...
yeah, no, that's the one that you're on, but the other one, I'll just disconnect, maybe see if I can bring this person on. Hold on for one sec. I don't know who else this is, but... Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, Shelly. What's up? It's Crosby.
Hey, bro. It's a party in the house tonight.
Was it? Well, I'm glad I'm the hostess with the mostest because we're about to have ourselves a good time, ain't we, guys? Hey, what's up, Jay?
What's going on, Cross?
I'm doing good, sir.
I hear that. How, matter of fact, how you doing, Miss Shelly? We're going to ask Shelly how she's doing.
Yeah,
that's actually, I'm doing good. I'm having a ball, and I'm just so excited because every time I have you guys on, I have the chat open, and there's so many people that log on because it all says guests, and it's like guests, and it has all these numbers, and I'm like, you guys bring the most guests on the show, and it's just insane. I don't know what it is because last time we were talking about poop and stuff like that, and people tuned in. I don't know what it was, but I hope we have... better talks tonight besides pooping. You guys, what is going on? Let me know the news.
We have a party here tonight. I hope that all the listeners are in the building because exciting things for 2013 are kicking off with Tricepta Studios, Sharkside Entertainment, OWC Television, and Boston Productions. Everywhere, this is just the beginning, ladies and gentlemen. Take it away, Jay.
Indeed it is, and you know... we've wrapped the movie. Everyone should know that. You know, the movie is definitely wrapped. It's, I mean, it's in the post-production stage. And, you know, it's definitely just great seeing the anticipation from people. But I think Crosby has the bigger news that he wants to share with everyone.
Yes, it is the biggest news that I guarantee it will drop everything right now. Matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, drop everything you're doing because this is a big-time announcement, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow afternoon, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, on our website, surprisethis.com, we will officially launch the teaser trailer for Surprise, Surprise.
Oh, yes! I've been dying to hear some news about it. Oh, I cannot wait.
Yes. So to everyone, that is 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please visit www.surprisethis.com, and I'm pretty sure it'll go up on the Facebook page as well, which is surprise, surprise 3!!! movie. Definitely check it out. We want to thank all of y'all for just showing support and everyone who comes up to me and interacting through my Facebook and everything. I do appreciate all the love and the feedback that I receive from y'all. And you guys get to see just a tiny bit of what we've been working on for these past couple of months.
Right. The pictures ain't enough. You got to get the video right now, ladies and gentlemen. And right now, if you go on our website right now at surprisethis.com, you will see a countdown clock counting down when we are going to release the trailer right now.
So you got a clock on your Facebook page now with the countdown?
Oh yes, we definitely have a clock on there going on right now on the website. Matter of fact, as we speak, I'm looking at the website at surprisethis.com, and I find that number one, the time left before we drop the trailer is, if it comes up.
Drum roll, please.
The time is counting. I think it's counting down. It's definitely awesome. Counting down, ladies and gentlemen. There are no pauses here. We have 14 hours, 48 minutes, 26 seconds, and a bunch of milliseconds until the Surprise, Surprise trailer launches.
All right.
That's awesome. I can't wait. I'm so excited. And I see, I don't know who else is, I see someone on hold. I don't know if it's a guest or one of the Triceptor Studio family members. I'm going to bring that person on, too. Okay, here we go. They've been waiting a little while, so I'm going to bring them on. Hello, a new caller. You're on the air.
Hi.
No way!
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say congratulations to Crosby. It's me, Adi. It's been a long time coming. You finally got your movie done.
Hey, beautiful. What is going on?
Congrats.
Oh, that's delicious.
Yeah. congratulations. I can't wait to see the trailer, and I can't wait to see the movie, and I'll definitely buy it.
Ari, thank you very much. You know what I'm going to do for you, especially since you give me this shout-out, since you're the first one? I'm going to give you a Facebook shout-out on my page. Just for
shout-out. Aw, thank you.
So, like I said, we're going to be giving away, throughout this interview, whoever's calling in, we're going to be giving away random shout-outs and also other things that we're going to do as well. Just because we you know what I'm saying, we give to the people, you know what I'm saying? We give love to the people who show us love back.
And that's also through Shelly Nunchuck's, you know, blog chat line as well. So if you hit her up in our chat room and just give us a shout-out, we'll definitely try to get the names and give you guys a shout-out as well, because we don't forget about you guys neither, so.
Aw, sweet.
Definitely. So hold on. Now, enough about us. Let's talk about Miss Shelly here. You know, so, Shelly, what's been new with you? It's been a while since I talked to you. So what's been going on?
Yeah, I was like, well, I want to talk a little bit. We can talk a little bit more about you guys, too, because I'm so happy that you guys are home. I get homesick every now and then for Boston and Triceptive Studios, and I've, you know, I still think about the times I've worked with you guys, and I never forget it, no matter where I've gone in this world. And I'm trying very hard to get things going myself, you know, my film, The Dishwasher, and I have to say, Crosby, there's a person that does ask for you from time to time. And he's always asking, you know, how Crosby's doing. And it's actually Big Bro, Bahora Zakor Deliza. He always, you know, every time, hey, how's Crosby doing? And he does give you a lot of props, and he supports you 100%.
I love Bahora. He's the man.
Yeah, and working with him, let me say, it's an experience, and I do believe that if I can't finish working with Sal Kjortham, I'll never be able to work with Jackie Chan, because this man, he's actually training us, like, you know, Rocky style, how they were training Rocky, he was running, and they were filming. That's what Z's doing with us, and he had us in the snow, and the costume we had, it was so cold, we had nothing on our arms, and I was like, oh, my goodness. So I was like, this is crazy, and you know, he's trying to train us, get us into better shape. And as you guys know, that was filming, because people's schedules with independent filming and stuff, it's hard, you know, to try to get things done. That's why it takes a little bit longer. But I think if everything's going to come together, we were taking horseback riding lessons, and we're going to have to train more. And I think I'm going to be so excited the day we are in full costume, up on horses, with our battle gear, doing the fight scene. That's going to be the time, the epic part, and I can't wait. It's going to be all worth it, and as you guys know, independent filming takes a lot longer because, you know, most of the time money comes out of your own pockets, but I just feel honored and very lucky and blessed, you know, to be able to meet more and more people that I can relate to, and I know I'll be able to work with them for the rest of my life. And even though you guys are still in Boston, I still have you guys in my heart. And, you know, I like to promote you guys as much as I can, you know, when I find out stuff. So to let you know, you're both always welcome on my show.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Shelly, you're awesome. I will personally see to it that you get to Boston when the prize drops.
Oh, I'm going to start crying live on the show.
I personally will see to it.
Oh, thank you so much. And I just get homesick. I mean, if you really think about it, because my car hasn't been working, and round-trip ticket to go back and forth and to get to Boston, I just haven't had the money because I'm trying to, you know, save for my film and, you know, do everything with honor. You know, trying to do it a different way, and I'm a different type of actress. I mean, to each their own. I don't take my clothes off. I don't do kissing, nude scene. I actually work a regular job. And as you guys know, working a regular job, everything, you pay your own bills. I don't use men or anything like that. I support myself. And, you know, having a roof over my head, it might not be the biggest place, but it's my place. And, you know, it's really nice to know that I can support myself, because then I can look back and say, you know, I don't owe anybody anything. And I think you guys totally understand what you guys are doing, because you both are hard work. And I look, I peep. What's the thing when you're looking at someone's profile, you're perving or peeping their profile or something on Facebook? And I don't know the terms with technology, but you're peeping their Facebook pages, and I look at you guys from time to time, and I'm proud of you guys. It seems like, you know, from my first match, you guys are doing so much, and I'm very proud of you guys, and you guys got to keep going.
Thank you, thank you. You know, and we're always going to keep strapping, you know, different projects. Now, we got a couple ideas in the works for different projects, so we'll see which one we're going to go with. Just overall, you know what I mean, it's just the hard work and dedication, you know what I mean? And we wouldn't be able to do a lot if it wasn't. But, you know, people like you will support us every step of the way. And you never know how much that means to us. So, like I said, once again, I know it gets old and rhetoric, but thank you very much. You know, every little interview we get to do on this show, you know, it's always amazing. It always reaches the masses, and we do truly appreciate it, Shelley.
You're welcome. And to let you know that this show, even if it's after it's archived, it's kind of funny that this could be heard anywhere in the world. I've had people from New Zealand calling, somebody from England calling, so people can listen to it so many times. And the other one that you guys were on, I think it's now up to, it's the last show over, I think, like 1,200 people have listened to that last show. It's probably more numbers now, but
it's kind
of amazing, you know?
Hey, well, we like to bring in the ratings.
I think it's one of the topics.
Triceptus plus Shelley equals ratings.
Anything to do with the word nunchucks, because nunchucks are kind of cool, you know what I mean?
See, you guys all understand, like, you know, Miss Shelley Nunchucks, you can attest to this, you know, Crosby and myself, along with everyone else associated with us, you know, we like to have fun. I mean, I remember, like, I want to say last weekend, or probably like 2 weeks ago, you know, we're on Facebook and we have our little joke wars.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was like, what was going on? I'm going, oh, and I'm just like, I'm going, what is going on with you guys? And I just like, just watching what you guys are talking about. I don't know if you guys want to repeat it or not, but I was like,
Shout out to Kyle Hokey Bear.
It started with, you know, my cousin, he does his own little radio thing, too. He goes by the moniker K Diz, and, you know, he always does something talking about light-skinned people. You know, I let him fly with it, so I was in the mood Sunday just to retaliate on the dark-skinned people, and, you know, we started going in back and forth, and then, you know, Crosby himself wanted to insert himself into the beating of a lifetime, so.
I don't think it was a beating by any stretch of the imagination. I like to think of it as just a brow raising of epic proportions, meaning the fact that I was just basically laying a tan hide on you, where basically your hide would actually show much more than my hide, which I have no problem with that.
Himself, my post had a lot more likes than comments. I mean, I'm not tooting my own horn, but beat, you know, so. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's all fun. You know, we like to have fun in social media. And then anyone who's friends with us can tell you, you'll never know what you're going to get. You know what I mean? And it's definitely an experience to be on friends with us on Facebook. Me, I like to accept everyone. You know, I definitely try to reach out and network with everyone. I try to, with all my Facebook friends, I definitely try to, you know, at least say hi to them, you know, when I can and stuff like that. You know, I got to get on that Twitter movement. You know, I have a Twitter. I just been on hiatuses from it, so. But definitely, I would definitely say, you know, just to be, you know, linked to us on any social media is an experience, and Shelley, you could attest to that. And, you know, I mean, we definitely like to have fun with it. That's who we are. We're just a group of fun-loving people, so.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about, especially, you know, when you're working and you have that job you're so stressed with, and it's like, you got to let loose somehow and just, like, joking around. Hey, that doesn't hurt anyone, you know?
Exactly.
Indeed.
People need to laugh.
Yeah. And besides Surprise Surprise, is there any other new projects in the work, any music videos or anything else?
Well, Crosby, you want to go first on that?
Yeah, definitely. Well, we're going to be working with Kadita Otak. Candida on his next music video project, and it's going to be featuring Mickey Fax on it, which is a great song that Jay really hooked the entire thing up, and we're just getting involved with that. Basically, it's a wonderful song, you know what I'm saying, we'll call Woke Up, and basically we're going to be producing and directing the music video. And, you know, from that, it's just pretty much full guns with Surprise Surprise on the release of the movie. And I'm coming up with another movie idea and a TV show. I'm just coming up with ideas as we speak. And, you know, Jay and everyone else under the team, we're all just coming up with ideas. And we're just trying to get involved and get things going, so to speak, with the Empire.
Definitely not. I'm sorry. Should I go right ahead?
Yeah, no, I just, I think there might be another caller coming on. I'm gonna
bring them
up.
Really,
yeah, okay, here we go. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Oh, really? I was just going to listen in. But this is Tally Clemens.
Big Tally.
This is
hey.
Yes, I
Big
forgot to show a little
building.
Love to you all. Say
thanks,
what's
man.
Up, man. A little happy for everybody, man. Huh?
To those who don't know, this is I call him the Swiss Army Knife because he can play any role in any setting. You know what I mean? Every time I look at my Facebook page, this dude is in a different role. Well, you know,
yeah, definitely, man. Shout out to Surprise Surprise and all you guys for doing everything that you're doing, man, and also allowing me to be a part too, man. I'm just happy. I seen everything on Facebook that you're gonna be on the radio, man. So good people. Glad
man.
To hear y'all up on there.
Tali is one of the most hardest working people in the business right now. He actually just finished a short film called On the Target with Wes Williams II. And
yeah,
that's like, you know, that, and pretty much like you're just going all over the place for the most part.
Yeah, man. Hey, that's what we do. We all work hard, man. That's what it's about. You know, definitely.
Yeah, I think we should start interviewing Tali. So what's next on your agenda list, Tali?
Just a small
Hollywood
television.
Oh man, we ain't gonna turn it on me, man. This is about y'all and Surprise Surprise, truthfully, man. But you know, I got something in the bag always.
All right, man. I heard Killing Khan might be on next for you.
Yeah,
I heard that,
man.
Honky Holocaust. I'm hearing a lot of things, man.
What?
Yeah.
Did you say Honky Helicopter? What?
Hold on,
yeah, that's a feature film, my man.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I also casted a few people in on that as well, but that, you know, that's coming out soon. We're working on that. It's actually about bigotry and racism, so we're fighting it
in a different way.
Yeah, we're fighting that racism thing, but just in a completely different way that most people haven't seen before, so it's a positive thing.
Is it comedy, or?
No, it's actually, like, it's a mixture of a Charles Manson, takes place in San Francisco, so it has like that San Francisco feel to it. It's a mixture. It's interesting. You know, just keep your ears open for it. You know, keep your ears open for it.
Yeah, if you friend me on Facebook, you just look up Shelly Minchuk's page, and then anytime you have something, if you want to be a guest on my future show, you're welcome to. Okay.
Absolutely, no problem.
Hey, this is what
thanks a lot. I'll do that. I'm just going to listen in on you guys now.
If you want, then it saves on your phone, right? You can actually go to the chat room, or you can go to the link, and you can actually listen in the chat room so you don't have to call in on the phone. Actually, if you go to Crosby or Jay's page, you click onto the link, and if you're at a computer, you can actually hear the link, so you'll hear the show.
Oh, all right. Sounds good.
All right. And anything else you want to wish the guys luck or anything?
I don't even think I have to do that, man. These guys is already heading in the right direction. And I just want to say I love you all, man. And, again, man, keep pushing. That's what
love
the movement's
love.
About.
Much love,
man. And best luck to you with all your endeavors, man. Like I said, you're a hardworking individual, man. Like, you James Brown of the independent movie scene. That's the way I see
I'm trying, man. I'm trying, you know. Again, man, that's what we do. That's how we make it. Keep chomping away.
I'm
going to let y'all get back. I ain't going to take up your airtime. I'm going to let y'all get back to doing the Surprise Surprise thing.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. Okay, and I got
all right,
you.
Have a good night, hon.
Good night.
All right, bye-bye.
Hi, Tali. The distinguished Tali Clements.
So anytime you guys,
you know, if you have any friends or somebody that wants to promote, you know, get a hold of me, and they can be on my show.
We do. We're always ready to promote, and anyone who's serious about their craft, you know what I mean, I know I help people out. I know Crosby help people out any way that we can. So, and Tali is definitely, like I said, a talented individual. And make sure y'all stay tuned and look out for a lot of his work, because he has a lot going on with him, with himself, and he's definitely moving in a positive direction. He's going to be a name one day. Watch.
Yeah. we all have, what I've noticed, the people coming on the show, and you guys and myself, we all have that drive. And it's kind of funny because most of society in life, as they get closer to my age, I think they just stop dreaming. And I think they think when they get to be like my age, which is 42, even older, I think they think, oh, my life is like halfway over. And I would love to help, you know, reprogram society and think, no, it's just beginning. So showing the stuff that we're doing, I know you guys are a hell of a lot younger than me. I think so. But it's just that being able to reach out and to work with people that can work with my creativity, that's the type of people I want to work with and associate for the rest of my life. And I don't know how you guys work, but that's basically how I find people. And I rather work with the same people and feel comfortable. They will find new people, and you know how you just don't have that chemistry for whatever reason. I'd rather stay with the people like you guys for the rest of my life and work with you on films and stuff, and that's just something I feel honored to know you guys.
I mean, me personally, like I said, anyone who's serious about, you know, the work that they're currently doing or even want to start doing, I'm one of welcome, you know, I mean, to extend my hand and try to help them any way that I can, you know. My whole thing is into networking. Like, I give anyone a chance if they're serious, you know. And definitely, you know, you always develop a comfort level with a certain group. You know, if you look back at, you know, Crosby and myself, you know, I mean, I've, along with my brother, I've been on board with them since basically like 05, 06, you know, there's various projects. And that's a bond that can't be broken, you know, so.
It can't.
That's a family thing right there, you know. It goes into, as you see, Surprise, Surprise, you know, we support one another, you know, and, you know, from, you know, Laz and Cat, Tri-City Volume 1, you know, you'll catch a lot of us working on each other's projects.
Which is still
like
nice,
that.
So to speak.
good plug. But, you know, we stay in the loop about everything, you know, including this upcoming soundtrack, which we are gonna hold as a free download, the soundtrack to Surprise, Surprise right now. You know, a lot's underway right now as far as that goes, so definitely stay tuned for that. It's just definitely a blessing to be able to see up and coming talent who are serious about their work. And you know, I mean, I know with myself, I'm like I said, I'm more than welcome to try to help anyone who's serious, and I know the same thing works for us.
No, definitely.
Yeah, and it's like when you know, it's about networking. It seems like when you help one person down the road, they seem to help you back when you least expect it. You know, it's like, it's how can you say, what's that saying? It says, I'll scratch your back and you scratch mine, or something like that. But you guys know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
I mean, if you go in, like, my whole thing is I don't go in expecting anything in return. Cause I know
I'm saying
my whole mentality is like, you know, I don't go and think of that because I know somewhere down the line it's going to be returned back to me. I believe in the whole pay forward, and eventually it'll come back. So.
Yeah, and sometimes if you do end up helping someone, you know, that needs your help, sometimes they might just remember you for the rest of your life, even if you never, like, you know, work with them again. Sometimes one little tiny thing, you know, like with what I do, because I can't get back to Boston, and I try to share about auditions and such, and knowing like Jody Purdy from South Shore Casting and Boston Casting, and passing on the information where people, like, you know, they ask me, well, how do you get into acting? And I said, well, these two companies, especially Jody Purdy, you know, she's been working with Hollywood Films for so long, and you hear all these scams, and she's like, you don't need a fee to join. You just send me a picture. you know, and I'll send you the emails, and you just show up at the casting company, you know, when they're doing the audition and the casting calls. And people will probably think, because it's a very competitive thing, why would I share audition? And the way I think of it, well, I'm so busy doing my stuff, why not share and give other people chances where I won't be able to do it anyway? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, that's a great concept right there. You know what I mean? And I think just in Massachusetts in general, and, you know, I mean, probably just for the whole New England, I don't think there's a lot of united front. So I think, you know, if we come in as a united front, we can definitely make noise in any industry that we, you know, I mean, we want to partake in. And I think that's critical. You know, you see it in the music scene where, you know, people always gripe about one another instead of helping each other. And, you know, sometimes mm-hmm. on the movie, like you said, where some people just, like, complaining, like, why would you share that information? Like, you know, it's just something that we need to start working together on.
Yeah.
And let me expound on that and just say that, you know, no one's going to steal your idea if you feel threatened by the situation. We're all here to help each other out. And that's something that I learned on set, was that, you know, these people, you know, they're here to help me out. They're here to help this vision out. They're here to help this movie out, because, you know, all of our names are attached to this, and it's an opportunity for us to grow and to develop as professional entertainers and professional actors and actresses and directors and producers. And the thing is, we have to come as united and just say, let's put everything aside, come to us together, let's work together to nurture our skills and abilities. And honestly, this business is about making money. We want to make money. That's what it's all about. You know, let's make money and have fun doing it.
Yeah, and it's something that, you know,
and
to have a dream and to be able to do what you love. I think the American dream is to do what you love and to make money off of it. And that can't be wrong, but even though in the meantime, we all got to work a job. You know, we all got to do it. I never understand about paying your dues, because if you really think about it, everybody has a job, they got to work. So what about the people that aren't in the entertainment business that have to work? You know, I mean, they're just doing jobs just like us. And some other actor pointed that out as, like, paying dues. What does that really mean? I think what you need to do is, like, you know, hone in on your craft, learn what you got to do. And you're actually a product that you're actually selling. It's the way you think about it. You're a commercialized product. You're selling yourself.
Exactly.
I don't need to say anything more on that, except, yes, you are, you know, if you're in the business, if you're trying to work your way to a business, you got to recognize that this is your brand. You know, everyone's looking at you. Every time, you know, you type something on your status, or any time you try to, you know, communicate something out to the people are looking at you. You're a brand.
Mm-hmm.
You need to expound on it. You need to build that brand, and you need to develop it so that people can have a nice awareness about you. And as people do that, they become, you know, people will, you know, come in droves to see you, and then that's where everything else kicks off for you. It's just recognize that you're a brand. Recognize that, you know, this is something you want to do professionally, and, you know, saying you can definitely, you know, be successful at it, you know, in one form or another. And I feel for us at Surprise, Surprise, we were very successful throughout the entire shooting of this film. Basically, for the fact is, we started it and we finished it.
And I'm really proud of you. I just cannot wait to see this.
And actually, Shelly, you can even ask any questions, like, you know, with, you know, saying, how did everything go, so to speak?
Okay. I actually want to know. Well, one thing is, did you have any chaos on the set? Did you have a day where, you know, just like, you know, people, it's just like one thing after the other? And if you did, how did you overcome it? I want to know. No, seriously, I want to know.
Oh, gosh.
People
ask
these questions because, you know, you go insane, and it's like, how did you overcome it? So this is the stuff that I want to know.
I mean, Crosby, you want me to go with this one, or you want to? I think I can go with this.
Yeah, start off.
I mean, we had a funny day on set, but it's an inside joke. Don't let your kids wear orange bandanas. That's all I'm going to say. But but as far as the trying day on set, we had a few, but I think the biggest one, and you can attribute it just to, you know, long hours. know, people around each other and, you know, cold weather and stuff like that. I would have to say the roughest day was actually when we're shooting one of the scenes. We had to bring in a singer who was supposed to actually do a song for that scene. And mm-hmm. unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to because the weather didn't comply. And, you know, I think it was just a lack of communication between all of us, all the people, the main people who was, you know, contributing. Basically, we were shooting in Attleboro. It was a park. It was a park scene. And, you know, it was raining, and, you know, we had to cancel the singer. And, you know, one of us hopped on our weather channel thing and seen that it would stop raining. And, you know, we wanted to definitely shoot that night. We wanted to shoot in a specific location. And one didn't because you could see it in another shot's background. And, you know, it was just a culmination of just heated heads and, you know, the aggravation of not being able to shoot exactly what we wanted because of the weather. And, you know, it almost led to us canceling a full day of shooting. But, you know, in the end, we didn't. I think this is when the cast actually really came together. You know, we actually came together and, you know, Crosby, you know what I mean, not to throw you under the bus, but, you know, Crosby thought it would be wise to, you know, to not shoot that night because, you know, the vibe was probably off and things of that nature. But, you know, as a cast and crew, you know, we came up and we was just like, Crosby, you know, granted the weather is what it is, we're shooting tonight. You know, and honestly, it turned out to be a great shooting night. You know, and like I said, from then on, it was just like our cast and crew was a stronger bond. You know, we definitely trusted each other more. We definitely opened it up a lot more. You know, and at the same time, you know, you could see, like, Crosby kind of smiled because he's seen us gelling together as a cast and crew. You know, so I don't know if he had planned on it to say he was actually going to cancel it when we wasn't probably going to cancel it, or if it was just, you know, or if it just was a plan in his mind to, you know, to see if it would get a rise out of us, which it did, and, you know what I mean, it helped make that scene a great scene.
Yeah, I knew it was all going to turn out to be good. That's right, but you know, not to take away from that, Jay was right. You know, that was it was certainly a day where I certainly was not on my A game, and you know, as a producer or director, you have to be on your game. You have to be prepared at all times to, you know, if everyone has a question, you should always have an answer. And that day, I didn't have an answer, and we all band together as a group, as a team, and we said, we're gonna get through this. Shoot, we're gonna get this done, you know. Albeit, you know, saying it didn't turn out how it looked, but you know, Dan McCready said something to me, which we gotta give shout out to Big Dan.
All right, what's up, Dan?
If he's hearing us out, he's probably, you know, on the radio right now doing his job. But call in if you want to.
Dan, I know Dan.
If you're out there, call in. But Dan said a quote to me before we started shooting the one time, before we started shooting the movie, and that was, it may not look like how you planned it, but when you shoot it, it's going to come out something different that you might like. And honestly speaking, it did come out, it came out better than I expected. And sometimes, you know, when you film, you always try to, you know, try to do some things differently. And I felt that we did do something different with that. And once you see the film, once you see Surprise, Surprise, you know, you'll definitely, you know, you'll get a great glimpse of everything going on with the movie. And it's just amazing, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
No, I was about to say, you know, just even, you know, because we mentioned Dan McCready, you know, even from our Block Present days, you know, we had one day where we had that, and, you know, I think it's what actually led us to unscripted sketches. Before we used to have a script, and, you know, the one day, you know, we actually, you know, didn't have a script, you know, Dan McCready made a great promo. To this day, it's probably the funniest thing I've ever seen, you know, and I still think about it and laugh hysterically, but, you know, he made this thing about us being, you know, we're supposed to be in a church setting, and, you know, of course, we was parodying Star, and he went on a rant about not having a script, and it was the funniest thing ever, you know, and, you know, at the same time, it bonded us all together. So, you know, shout out to Big Dan McCready, you know, definitely want to give him a shout out on the air.
Yeah, hey, Dan. Call in if you can.
Shoot. We'll post it up like that. Real quick, I just want to give 10 people on my Facebook timeline a shout-out real quick. Let's see. Don Jr., CEO. Steven Sticks Josie. Elga Mercedes Paulino. All for One Actress. Yvonne Ashalonu. Samantha Pete. Oh, yeah. Screenwriting University. My man, Will Cox. What's up, man? From Chicago. Marcus Santiago, what's up, brother? Bria Bellum, Chelsea Amy Church, God is good. Yodelka, Miss Juicy Fruit Rosario.
Now, Crosby, now,
yeah,
you said Juicy.
Excuse me, Yodelka Rosario. Sorry.
That kind of made it seem like a professional dancer, I'm just saying. The name itself.
Okay, I apologize in regard to that. Hey, if you don't want, you know what I'm saying? This is what you get when you get a public figure reading off your Facebook timelines. Hey, whatever.
Yeah, so can you tell us about Surprise Fright? Can you talk about any of the plot over the years so you give people an idea what it's about?
Oh, certainly. Well, Surprise, as you know, is a romantic comedy about a college student who tricks his womanizing best friend into dating an internet girl to save his grades and his scholarship. Crosby Tyler, he's very much an aloof person. Really not, he's very much a guy that's really outside of the fence, so to speak, looking inside to wishing that he had something, you know, wishing he had a girl and basically feeling unattractive to the people that he comes across with. It's through the actions of what he does with taking his best friend's picture and giving it to a girl online that he starts falling for a beautiful girl on the internet named Cynthia Simpson, played by J.D. Ashiel. And so basically Crosby's entire scheme and plan goes completely out of control with high stakes, high rewards, and high hilarity all on the line just in the name of a project. It's going to be the funniest 2 hours of your entire life with a great lesson that I think people all around the world can enjoy and entertain and learn from.
And there's probably a potential for a sequel called Surprise Again. Just saying. Just putting it out there.
Hey, yeah. I'm sure you could have some ninjas running around.
Wah! Crosby, you may need to do a part two. Shay's story, you know, not a plane, but... but, yeah, you know, it's definitely a great storyline, and, you know what I mean, just when you're actually acting in it, you don't actually take the time out and see how it pieces together and everything, but when you sit back and you think about everything, it's definitely pieced together well, and, you know, you're going to have your hilarious moments, too. Going to be scenes, you're going to be like, oh, my God, I can't believe he just did that. You know, and... it's just great overall, you know what I mean? And I'm so excited about it. I can't wait for people just to see the trailer. I'm thinking the trailer like the movie. You know, I've been wanting people to see this trailer for so long because people are asking me about it, and I can't really tell them too much about it. But, you know, tomorrow's definitely great now that they get to see what we've been working on. And it's only going to go up from there. You know, definitely. So
I'm honest, Jay, man. I am incredibly pumped. I'm incredibly psyched right now. You know,
I can't wait. I cannot wait.
matter of fact, let me just say this in a pro wrestling you know, terminology, in a pro wrestling promo. 8 years. That's a long time. 21 days. 6 hours. 14 hours and 14 minutes. Destiny will be upon you. You know what I'm talking about. You see, brother.
Follow, brother. I'm just saying, you sound like level 3 right now.
I mean, you're kind of level 4. What do you want me to do about it?
A lot of heavy breathing over there. What are you doing, man? What are you doing? A lot of heavy breathing over there.
Well, you know, I'm just getting my pants on. You know, just getting my pants on here.
I mean, I'm just gonna be honest with you guys. Like the very first scene in the movie, and I do mean the very first scene in the movie.
No, don't give it to me yet.
I'm not gonna tell you. But the very first scene in the movie, just be prepared. That's all I'm gonna say. Just be prepared. You you know.
But is there any martial arts in it or anything?
Oh, there's martial arts, all right.
Yeah? You serious?
Yeah, and actually, in one of the scenes that we shot that day, yeah, you could say that there was martial arts in it. The swollen jaw on my face really proved it for a week or so.
Yeah, he, yeah, let's just say Crosby is a black belt in kick my beat, you know what I mean? I don't want to say right on my butt. There we go.
No,
he has a black belt in getting his butt kicked.
No.
Oh, speaking of martial arts and stuff, how's the training going, Crosby?
Well, as you know, I had to take a few months back from training because of the movie. Because, you know, when you train and also when you're doing a movie, it really gets hard to. You know, to stay committed, like, you know, to stay on a rigorous schedule when you want to do both. So I had to basically omit training from BJJ and also mixed martial arts for a little while. But, you know, for all the schools, like, you know, say BJJ, Teen Trifecta or Rockstar, and you guys, you know, the show will be back, and the show will get it on, and we'll hook them up. So... For those who know me in the MMA arena, the show will return.
You called the show?
Yeah, they gave me a nickname called the show. This happened. Funny story how this happened about a couple of years ago. I was training over at Team Trifecta over in Quincy. Shout out to Kenny Kwan and all my best way Team Trifecta dudes from Dave to, you know, Michael Rodriguez, who gave me a concussion. Now, what happened was, like, I was rolling with a couple of the guys, and then I started cramping up, and I did so in a very entertaining fashion. And then my trainer, Joe Wu, who is a part of the movie, surprise, surprise, if you go to the website under the cast, you'll see Joe Wu's picture. Joe actually coined me the show, and everyone in the studio, they just called me the show.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, you know, Cross, here comes the show. Here comes the show. And every time, you know, me and the guys, we will roll or bang, you know what I'm saying? People will just be like, yo, it's showtime, Crosby, let's go. So the moniker did live up because I did give some, you know, in training, I did give some entertaining roll around submissions and also getting my, yeah. I'm called
what?
The show.
The show got showed off. That's all I'm going to say. The show was canceled for that day.
I don't know that.
But the overall, we definitely want to give a big shout-out to, you know, High Speed Defense. They were great. Definitely want to give a shout-out to Game On Boston, Fisher College, you know, all these places that let us use their facilities. So
Merengues.
Right, definitely Merengues, which if we could show the blooper reel for Merengues, which is hilarious. That's another thing. And me personally, I just want to give a couple shout outs to you know, my Facebook people, you know, definitely a shout out to Christina Aristi. Shout out to my whole Shark Side crew, shout out to you know, Danita PG, Nancia, everyone who's trying to stay up to date as far as the movie project goes. So definitely.
Yeah. Didi Archibald, what's up, Didi?
Yep, Didi. Definitely.
Now that you're okay, you've got the editing done. Is that correct?
No, we're still in the process of editing. But we do, like I said, we have the teaser trailer that we're going to show tomorrow at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on surprises.com and Facebook. You know, if you're friends with us, you know, saying definitely you'll see it on Facebook. It's going to be we're going to heavily promote this trailer. But
definitely. Okay. It's going to be out there, man. And, you know, shout out. Oh, real quick, you know, everyone who's listening, definitely making an appearance this Saturday. Actually, Crosby, myself, the Distinguished Gentlemen Society.
DGS.
So, you know, we call ourselves the Distinguished Gentlemen Society. So, you know, myself, Crosby, you know, Broadcast, you know, DV, Brian Vicente, you know, Sharkside's going to be in the building. We're going to be at Club Guilt, 275 Tremont Street, Boston, Massachusetts. It's going to be, you know, Club Guilt. They actually have a carnival Saturday this weekend, and, you know, we're definitely celebrating my B-Day. My birthday bash will be on Saturday. So make sure you guys come out.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Jay Harlett!
Yes. That's awesome.
We're definitely going to be in the building, so, you know, definitely feel free to come out. You know, autographs, pictures, all that. They're definitely on board. But more importantly, just come and hang with us. You know, we enjoy everyone's company, so definitely come out. Once again, that's Club Guilt, 275 Tremont Street in Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh, man, I wish I was still living back home. Let me just say that.
Saturday, 10 to 2 a.m., 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Definitely be there, guys.
You're rocking into Chinese New Year, which is on Sunday, so you'll be rocking out there.
You already know.
Yeah.
It's going to be
awesome.
An epic night, so, you know, definitely everyone, you know, come out, show your love to, you know, the Surprise cast, the DGS, a.k.a. Distinguished Gentlemen Society. We're plugging that. You know, the Sharkside crew, everyone. Also, we also got to give another shout-out to, you know, the rest of the Surprise cast and crew. You know, a big shout-out to Lady OWC. You know, she helps us out with a lot as well, so definitely. You know, everyone from Liz Cardenas to Shereen Brown. I do apologize. I don't want to beat me up. You know, JD, Candace, Carl, you know, and everyone else who featured Jonathan Sin. You know, we definitely want to, you know, give a big shout out to you guys. And anyone I miss, I'm just thinking right now, I'm just rambling, but definitely want to give a big shout-out to you guys.
Yep, and actually, if you want to see the cast of Surprise, Surprise, you got to go to the website, surprises.com. The full cast and their bios are all on the website. Check it out. You can see all the cast members from myself to Jay to Allison to Candace, JD, and also for, you know, to Missy all the way out in L.A. You know, you know, saying from Miguel to, you know, Aaron to Jeremy, you know, Jada, also Jaden as well, Selly, everyone. Got it.
Yeah.
Actually, quick story with Missy Domichette Ross. Guess what? The funniest thing happened with when we were shooting this picture. Domichette lives all the way out in Los Angeles, California. All right.
Mm-hmm.
She flew all the way from L.A. to Boston to be part of the.
Wow, that's dedication.
Dedication. That just shows everyone, you know, how much people believe in what we're doing and it's the movement. And we definitely give her a lot of kudos because, you know, just to make that trip out here, just to shoot that scene, you know, which was crazy, you know. But, you know, I mean, this shows the dedicated people we work with. So definitely appreciate everyone, especially her for doing that.
That's awesome. That's really cool, y'all. And besides, surprise, surprise, is there anything else, any new products you can talk about? Or, I mean, I know sometimes you don't want to say anything until it's actually in the works, but anything else you can talk about or any other things you want to start promoting?
I mean, there's so many things going on with Surprise, Surprise, and just everything behind the scenes, which, you know, in time, it's going to get released, thanks in part to Lady OWC, who was in charge of the behind-the-scenes action with the movie. You know, there's just so much that we've done, and, like, you know, for the fact of, you know, of how fast we finished this movie, and, you know, it's just amazing with all the tremendous support that we got from all of you on Facebook, all the way to Twitter, to, you know, our email newsletter people, you know, saying, and all the way, you know, from love here from Boston to New York to, you know, the Carolinas to Florida to Chicago, New York, I mean Cali, I mean everywhere, you know, it's just amazing. Shout out to all the Mama Chicago heads out there, including Chris Nolan, our executive producer, and also Keisha Kaiden, who was one of our Kickstarter producers, along with MMA Beaton, and you know, saying Jay Holland, you know, saying who actually he actually contributed to our film, which was amazing. So
you know, you gotta put money in what you believe in, right? So
I wish I had a money tree in my backyard because I would share and we could just make films for the rest of our lives and that's it.
Definitely. Yeah. I think a lot of us wish. I don't even want a money tree. I just want a money faucet. You know,
or something. But you know what I'm saying? It's like just have that money where, you know, it's not the fact is making a film with the most money. It's, you know, working with the budget that you have, because I think sometimes when you do have a certain budget, you know, you can concentrate on the story more, because sometimes if you notice some films in life, they're so much money, they're millions and millions of dollars, and then they're not end up be that great of films. And I think it's better when it's less money and it's a better movie. I mean, don't you guys think like that?
Let me add to that. Let me just say that, you know what I'm saying, it helps to have a lot of money, but if
yeah.
you don't, yeah, make the best you can.
Yeah, that's what you got to do, you know?
You know, I plan in retrospect to say that, like, you know, whatever we were gonna get, that was gonna be the budget for the movie, and you know, we had to be very resourceful to basically, you know, saying shoot this with the resources that we have, which I'll be honest, we had a lot of resources, and we made a lot of barter, we did a lot of bartering, a lot of, like, you know, talking to people to help develop their brand and to, you know, saying put forth with that. To help us out, which, you know, we appreciate everyone from Daryl's to, you know, to Game On, to practically everyone that, like, you know, really lend a hand, whether it was just, hey, let me go get this bag of ice for you, to, you know, to basically giving discounts for food and everything of that nature. We, you know, it really makes you humble and just say that, wow, this is amazing what we've done and, you know, all the things that we put together, you know.
Definitely. Like I said, so just to piggyback off that, thank you to everyone, you know, and thank you to you, especially Shelly. Like I said, you believed in us since before day one, you know, and you continue
yeah.
to support.
Support. And
so we love that.
You know, yeah, I get excited because it's like, you know, I understand. And I just, like, I had another question for both of you. Now,
yep.
Everyone knows my inspiration is none other than Jackie Chan. I want to know, what are both of you guys, what is your inspiration?
I mean, Cosby, you want to go with that one first? Or?
I'll definitely take it on that. I would say my inspirations, I could look at Spike Lee, I could look at Tyler Perry as, like, you know, as my filmmaking inspirations. Or I can look at, you know, Swiss Beats or Ryan Leslie as a musical inspiration. But, you know, really an inspiration to me of why I continuously go, believe it or not, it's Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Yeah, I mean, for my inspirations, I mean, I definitely love Stevie Wonder musically and, you know, songwriting-wise. But I would say my biggest inspiration is my city, you know what I mean, Lynn, Massachusetts. There's a lot of talent there that, you know what I mean, that doesn't get to be on a platform where they can be seen. So I definitely use that as my motivation and my inspiration. You know, everything I do, you know, I do it to hopefully achieve a level of notoriety so that way people in my city who are talented and, you know, definitely are going for everything that they want to do can actually be seen and heard. So definitely, I would definitely say my city overall.
And let me expound on that. Lynn, I'll be honest, there's a gold mine in Lynn, you know, and this has come from a Boston guy.
You know? Yeah, so we definitely just had, a couple of guys who was just actually on BET, their most populated show, 106 in Park tonight, actually performing. So, you know, it's little by little, we're trying to make it come up, and, you know, like I said, definitely, you know, I mean, definitely support my city, you know, the whole 781, Sin City, Lynn, Massachusetts, and, you know, everything I do is for them and vice versa, so that's my inspiration.
Oh, and another question. Now, when you have that time, because maybe you can, let people, give them inspiration, when there's times when it's such a really bad day, right? And you're like, oh, my God, just one thing after the other. You know, it's just like, oh, it's just next, you know, couple of days. How do you guys continue to keep doing what you're doing and stay positive?
I mean, the way I look at it, you know, I have a motto, I always say, you know, live for the future. You know, you can't control your past, and you only live in the present for 1 second. You know, so live for the future. You know, I mean, things are going to happen, and you just have to realize that, you know, the man above is never going to put too much on your plate that you can't handle. So.
Yeah. With me, it's I look at the times where I said, I could have done that better. Or the times that I say, like, you know, or the times I quit at things, or the times that I say, oh, I'm not good enough, otherwise I would be here and everything of that nature. And I just, you know, I just stop and say, wait, don't put yourself down. You're better than this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You're better than you think yourself. You don't let people, you know, feed you or anything like that, but you believe it in yourself that you're good at what you do. Believe in your own energy, in your own spirit, in the things that, you know, the Heavenly Father gave you. You know what I'm saying? And basically that'll take you to the next level. I mean, when you get down on things and when people say things about you that are very negative, you just want to run away, but honestly, running away is not the answer. You have to go through it in order to be stronger, in order to be better, and also to, you know, to be much wiser and to be more skillful. And so, you know, when I get days like that, I just, like, you know, think about it, you know what I'm saying, see where I can fix it, see what I can do better, and move on. You know, you know what I'm saying, old Lady OWC Opal, she has a saying, we're too talented to let anything get in our way.
That's cool. That's really cool. And how's she doing?
She's well, you know, I mean, definitely met with her Sunday. You know, she's doing well. And, you know, I mean, she's up to her neck with business and editing from our surprise behind the scenes shoots and everything. So, you know, she's doing well, staying busy. And, you know, definitely, once again, a big shout out to Lady OWC. So.
Oh, yeah. And Crosby, are you actually at work right now?
Yes, actually, I am. That's just a premonition of the fact of, like, hey, you gotta do what you gotta do in order to be successful. You know?
Okay, because I'm like, we've been on it for an hour, and I'm like, Mom, am I gonna get you fired?
But, oh no! Trust me, I'm pretty much the boss here tonight.
Oh, good.
Here's proof. Shout out to Michael McGonigal and also Sadia, you know, for being here in the ISC listening to me currently as we speak on another computer. Big shout out to you guys, especially Michael, the 60-year-old man who loves looking at, you know, younger women.
Right.
No, sir. Michael's great views.
Is that like your boss?
No, that's just one of my best coworkers. He's a cool guy. He's one of the coolest guys around.
Oh, cool. You know, and how does it feel where you're working at nights, right? Are you working at nighttime, Cross?
Yeah, usually I work, I have a schedule where I work. It's a very complex schedule. I don't think no one in the fall of humanity works a schedule, but I do it because, you know what I'm saying, it's the only way that you got to make a buck, you know, for the time being, of course, once things start to pop off. But me personally, you know, I'm working, you know, I work two overnight shifts from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. and then basically a couple days in the week, 3 to 11. And so basically people say, well, Crosby, what are you doing, how you get time for your weekends? Point is, I don't. You know,
mm-hmm.
you make time. You know, you try to make time with as much as possible. You're going to miss out on things. And you just try to make time with what you have. And also, you just do the best that you can. You know, but, you know, realize life is short. You need to, you know, saying, you got to have fun. You work so hard. You got to play hard, too.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm hoping, you know, since Sunday, like I said, once again, it's Chinese New Year, and we're celebrating the date up here. It's the year of the water snake, and I hope it brings much happiness, health, and prosperity to everyone and to you guys also.
Thank you.
How do you say thank you in Chinese? Is it?
Shishe.
Shishe.
Yes, you need.
Yeah.
Somebody brought Watching Rush Hour the other night.
Yeah, and I also know how to say Happy Chinese New Year. It's two ways to say it because it's Mandarin Cantonese, and I can't figure out which one's which, but it's like, Fong Pei Fa Choi. It's Happy Chinese New Year.
Okay, I'm going to try and say this without offending anyone.
Okay.
Fong Pei Fa Choi. I just butchered.
Yeah! Happy Chinese New Year.
Happy
Chinese New Year. Yeah, and the day I gained 10 pounds, I got to make sure I wear my extra big pants that day, because then it's like all the buns, oh my Lord. If you ever seen those action films, you know, the Asian action films, and Jackie eating those buns, those white buns, oh my Lord, it's heaven. Oh, it's just like,
right now.
I think I gained 10 pounds that day.
Oh, yeah, gotta watch out, she's getting too excited now.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, I'm sitting here drooling like Homer Simpson, thinking about the buns right now.
You know what I really can't understand? Why do so many women take pictures of their food? Like, really?
Why?
Are you envious of the food on the picture? You got to take a picture and put it on your page? Like,
Oh.
Do you want me to be hungry? At that?
I will go and beat your butt. No, I'm kind of doing a special diet where to show that, you know, protein, having steak, eggs, everything fresh in a big, huge salad. So, you know, some good stuff. So I post every day and I try to inspire people, like, look at, but kind of like, every now and then I gotta have my cupcake.
Shelly, you know what you do, Shelly, and this is how you make people aware of their weight and conscious, right? You take a picture of your food, right, and then you collage it with a picture of Crosby's face, and you have a caption like, "You can eat this or look like this if you eat after midnight."
No,
and
that's
why? Hey, what are you defending them for?
And that's a gizmo. You know what I mean? Do you either eat healthy or do you become a gremlin? And I think there's a perfect picture from one of our block DVDs that you can use. So.
Yeah, you can post that.
I'm
trying to post positive stuff.
You're not cool. You lost friend points on that, man. I'm telling you, know that.
Hey, man, you can't knock Miss Shelly, man. You can't knock females, man. That's our core. That's our core base, man. We need them.
I want to see you guys post it on your Facebook tonight. I want to see it post later on the Facebook. You post it.
I post it. You know, we always post. We always post it.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see it later. But when I do
post.
Have to ask you, I have to ask you a really strange question. It's very strange.
Go ahead. Go right ahead.
Now, you guys were ragging on each other like a couple Saturdays ago, and I was trying to figure out what. How did your friend know that your butt is yellow?
No. He wasn't referring to my actual butt. I mean, you know how some people be like, you know, get your behind in here?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it was in reference to that, you know. When they say high yellow, it's a term of what we call it. It's another nickname for light-skinned people. So they be like, high yellow. That person's high yellow. That person is potato salad. I mean, you always hear these different...
Because I was like, what the heck does that mean?
No.
It ain't high noon, let me tell you that.
Trust me, I'm very hetero. hetero.
Oh, okay, because I was like, no, not meaning that, but I was like, were you actually, like, schmooting someone? And guess what? I think we have a caller. Let's bring this person on.
Come on down.
Okay. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Hello, caller. I know you're there.
You
made me startle them.
They just dropped. I don't know. They were like, I'm like, hello, and they dropped.
Hey, you should call back.
I didn't get the number.
I can't call
because the way this thing is, I'd have to use my phone, so I would need, like, another phone to give them a shout-out.
Mm-hmm. I could go around cranking people, but I don't think that'd be too nice.
Say, don't worry, we're very kind people. We're very nice people. Come on back. We got still more to talk about here.
Yeah. I was like, hey. I'm like, and I think the person might be back, so let's see. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, Crosby. Hey, Shelly. Hey, Jay. It's Precious. How you guys doing?
Hello, Miss White.
I got to take off my shirt because it's getting a little hot in here.
Can we get a moment? Can we get a moment of silence for beauty?
Yes.
Oh my goodness, you guys are crazy. How's everyone doing?
Doing good.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm tired, but
yay!
I'm just gonna sit back quiet and admire this interview time right now. Go right ahead and talk.
So what's up? You want to ask these guys anything?
Well, as I have this glass of cognac in my hand here, the Precious White, she was actually one of our actresses in Surprise Surprise, came on for a day as the character Justine in the movie.
Yes.
Oh, and how was your experience working on set?
It was good, actually. I mean, these guys are a riot. They had me cracking up, and it was just a blast. It was just fun, very fun.
Shout out to Miguel. Bana.
Me, I don't know what she's talking about. I'm not a funny individual. She, she likes to say I'm funny. I'm not funny at all. I'm the serious one of the group.
I was on a set with a bunch of comedians, I'll tell you that much.
I can't wait to see the film. I was like, what was your favorite day, your best experience working on set, Precious?
I believe I was on set 2 days. And the first day I was on set, like I said, these guys kept me entertained. It was really fun. And I enjoyed meeting the rest of the cast members. As the one mentioned, Miguel, he had me cracking up. I mean, I believe he's a comedian in his spare time, but it was really fun. And I cannot wait to see this trailer tomorrow. I told Crosby that earlier. I get so excited.
Yeah, I am too. I've been dying. I was like, I was like, I wish I could have been part of the film, but it's like I'm out of state, and it's like, man, I just wish you guys the best of luck, and I'm hoping I can make it back to Boston to actually see it, and I wish you guys all the best.
Thank you.
Well, I'm pretty sure there'll be plenty more films in the works. Right, Crosby? Right, Jay?
Yeah. I mean, I got one I'm thinking about. Crosby has another, and, we're all going to combine our thoughts, and, who knows? If the film does right, we might have a sequel called Surprise Again. So who knows?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you need some ninjas.
Oh yeah, let's get a bunch of ninjas here. That'll really put some butts in the seats. It will.
We're gonna have some ninja loving Chinese stars, katana.
Yeah,
and everything.
Yeah, make it interesting. Everybody loves ninjas,
and they do it all for love.
Yes. You can have a crazy ninja running around.
Isn't there
background.
A scene in the movie with ninjas? I recall seeing a picture with like some of you guys on the mat or something.
It might be possible. Anything's possible.
Anything.
Well, so Ms. Precious, what is new with you? What are you working on?
What am I working on?
Yeah.
Well, currently I'm trying to get my company, Legacy Productions, off the ground. I have I launched my website last year, the end of last year. You can visit by going to www.alegacyproduction.com. So I'm focusing mainly on that. And my company specializes in graphic design. We do anything that can be printed, basically.
That's cool.
So if you want more information, definitely hit me up. You can email me info@alegacyproduction.com. So I'm focusing on that right now, trying to get that off the ground.
Okay. And do you do acting? I mean, I know you were in Surprise Surprise, so how did you get into acting? Is this your first role, or have you been doing other things? I don't know.
As far as acting, yes. I mean, I've been modeling, like doing promotional modeling, and been featured in a few magazines and such, on and off for, say, about Oh, goodness, 8 years now?
Yeah, she's an all-pro, you know, veteran, and definitely, like, I'm not going to lie, when I think the first time I seen Precious, I didn't even meet her at the time, but the first time I seen her was in the Fantasy Girl video, which is by Laz and Cat. You know, and then to see her in person, you know what I mean, and see that she's very humble and down to earth, you know, it's great to know that there are people, you know what I mean, who are not only just beautiful on the outside, but beautiful people on the inside. So, yeah, that's a great testament to her. You mean, that's a great testament to her. And, I mean, and like I said, it's definitely a pleasure working with people like that. So, kudos to you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure working with these guys, too.
Yeah, and me with Precious, I've known her since, like, you know, we were a wee bit little toddlers in...
Oh, goodness.
We go way back.
We go ways back.
So, you know, I always wanted to work with Precious. I wanted to bring her in, you know, on board with this movie somehow, some way. So, you know, an opportunity came. We got it done. We made it happen. Boom.
Yes, and I definitely appreciate the opportunity, Crosby. And I'm telling you, Crosby is, like, one of the hardest working guys I know. He's put all his blood and sweat into this movie. So I definitely recommend that everyone check this movie out. I think it's going to be a hit.
Definitely.
And I cannot say again that I cannot wait to see the trailer tomorrow.
Everyone cannot
wait
to see the
trailer. I know, I'm so excited.
I know.
I hope I'm gonna have reception on my phone because I work in a big huge building. I'm gonna be running around going, "Where's the reception for the trailer?"
Yeah,
I already reserved my lunch break, so it's already all set.
Oh, so basically, if you're a few minutes late, then basically it's all on me, is it?
Yeah, we're gonna say, "Hey, you're gonna bother Crosby. It's all his fault." Yep.
Definitely, we gotta make sure. Crosby, we definitely gotta be on. We gotta be on the right time. We can't be on our time. We gotta be on time with this trailer, man.
Oh no! Trust me. You know what I'm saying? Behind the scenes aside, everyone at 12 o'clock noon time Eastern Standard Time. That's 9 o'clock for you guys out west.
Oh goodness!
You guys are gonna see the beginning of history in the making. The lone dog shall rise above and in glorious fashion will showcase a project of the immortals.
Of the immortals, yes.
I don't know where he went with that one. I'm just going to act like I do. But, yeah, tune into the
trailer. And with that, check out the trailer tomorrow as well. That's not going to be awesome. I can't wait.
And also make sure you guys are in the house Saturday night. You already heard, like I said, Club Guilt. You know, the surprise cast. A few of the members are going to be there. My Sharkside team, you know, we're all going to be in the building celebrating, you know, a blessed day. You know what I mean? So make sure you guys are there, 275 Tremont Street, Club Guilt, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. You already know how we get down.
It's somebody's bone day.
I don't know.
Yes. And I will also try to be in attendance.
I just made my day even better. Woo! I got Precious White going to my birthday party. Oh, Lord.
I got the cognac in hand.
But see, if I don't attend, you can just blame it on the 27 inches of snow that we're supposed to get. I'm just saying.
Precious walks outside and she melts snow. That's how hot she is. So, you know, I don't know. We're going to see how it goes. We know you melt snow, Precious.
It's supposed to snow tomorrow night, so I think by Saturday it'll be done. It's only supposed to be like 2 feet, so if we're doing it, you know, if it snows tomorrow night, I think Saturday night you guys will be able to enjoy the night. Yep.
Indeed. Okay. So, you know, definitely going to step out of my suit and tie kind of look, so Distinguished Gentlemen Society in the building.
Okay. Justin Timberlake in the house.
Don't be false advertising now, Precious. You're about to get a suit. People are like, Justin Timberlake is coming. Don't get a suit.
Well, you get me in trouble here. What's going on? Set the record straight, I was referring to his single.
Yeah, okay.
I am not hearing this. La, 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 la.
All right, So, you know, definitely some specials. What's on your horizon? You know, you got the legacy production. What else is on your horizon?
That's okay. Last time I had them on the show, they were talking about poop.
Oh, goodness.
We were not talking about poop. I don't recall the conversation.
And I swear to God, talking about that, I had more people on the queue listening to that. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, I don't know what it is. It seems like everything comes down about when you talk about poop, it gets people excited. I don't know why. It's a weird thing, but I was like, oh, it's all natural. I'm like, it's kind of nasty, but I guess everybody poops, I guess, or something.
Poop is now trending worldwide. Hashtag it.
Okay. Yeah, this conversation was had before I got on the air.
Yes, it was. Don't forget the hashtag team surprise, by the way, if you're going to do that. Hashtag poop, hashtag team surprise.
I got to ask because, you know, I'm kind of a tech tard, and I want to know, what is hashtag?
You know, I have no idea what it is, but it's,
you want people to get their attention. So you hashtag it, and you hopefully it picks up and it starts trending.
But how do you hashtag something? Is it on Twitter or?
Yep, definitely on Twitter. A lot of people use it now on Instagram. Sometimes people use it on Facebook now, not realizing that it's really for Twitter. But, yeah, you know, you put the hashtag, which is the pound symbol, and then, you know, you just put in whatever you want to start trending. You know, no spaces, no upper or lowercase, anything. You know, you can write two words, but you just can't have a space in between them. So,
by the way,
okay.
By the way, I just put hashtag poop hashtag teen surprise in our Twitter page on Facebook.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Because I'm trying to think of something. Because if you guys really think about this, and I've been telling people a lot, most of the time, if you look out there, you know, people have great ideas for films, but if you look at the crazy things, the most stupidest things sometimes in the world, they make money. Like, if you really think about some films, they go, how the heck does this make money? And I swear, I want to make this film, and I'm going to make a really stupid film and be the stupidest person in the film because I've been watching so many independent films. I've got Netflix up here. I don't have a TV. I have a computer, so I haven't watched TV. I don't even know how to work a remote control. But on Netflix, I saw a movie called The Elevator, and then I saw a movie called The Quarter, and I want to make a film called The Floor. Because it's like, you know, it's the prequel to getting into, like, these are real films, and they're really like, what the heck did I just watch? They're horror films, but come on, The Floor.
Shelly, had me worried. I thought you was about to make a pitch for a movie called Poop.
Well, I'm thinking about poop, you know, instead of talking about it, but if you sometimes, the stupidest ideas, you ever see some films and you're going, how does that make money? You know what I mean?
Can we get you to start the movie Poop?
I think I'll probably pass on that.
Pass on Poop.
It's going to be riveting. It's going to be amazing. Honestly, it'll do wonders for your career.
Yeah, I mean,
unless Poop is similarly to something fantastic, then I'll consider it. But,
It's going to give you the run. You're going to run. You're going to run it. Literally, you're going to be running.
Yeah. It's like, what a conversation I'm having. I'm telling you, after people listen to the archives, it'll probably really listen to this show now. So, any more interesting stuff? Because I think I'm going to end the show in a few minutes. And is there anything else you guys want to promote, anything you want to talk about before I end the show?
I'll let Miss Precious go first.
Actually, Jay, I just want to get back to the question you asked me a few minutes ago in regards to what else I'm getting myself into. As I said, you know, I have my graphic design company I'm trying to get off the ground, Legacy Productions. And in addition to that, I'm going to take on more acting projects and try to get more into that realm as well. So,
fine.
So if any projects or any gigs or anything out there, feel free to email me at preciouswhite@hotmail.com. That's my personal email.
Personal?
Oh, okay. And,
I'm writing
the personal email.
I'm writing that down right now. Preciouswhite@. I'm just saying, you might get some random emails, but it's not going to be me. saying I love you and everything like that.
Well, Precious, do you live back in Boston? Where do you live right now?
I do. I live in Boston. Born and raised.
Okay. This is a person you can look up. I don't know if you actually heard of her. Her name is Jody Purdy. And you can look her up. She does South Shore casting, and I got to work on, like, the set of The Game Plan and a couple other things, like some commercials and stuff. And it's not something where you have to pay a fee. You have to have, like, a headshot and such. You can find her on Facebook, and you can message her saying, yeah, Shelly Nunchuk, she told me about you and your casting company, and you'll get emails and such, and she's really cool. She's been working with these films for many, many years, not just, like, independent films. I'm talking about, like, the big Hollywood films that come to, like, Boston. I think she helped, like, cast Gone Baby Gone and a bunch of other films. So, you know, if you're living back in Boston, you really want to friend her, and she's really cool. She, once she meets you, she'll remember your face. I don't know. She's like some sort of sensei. She's like on set, and she works. She's worked with thousands and thousands of people for many, many years, and she's a good person to get in touch with on Facebook.
Oh, okay, that's good to know. Jody Purdy.
You have to mention Shelly so she can get her cut, her finest.
Yes.
Well, no, I don't get
definitely.
Like I said, I like to share because, you know, I'm not back there and I get homesick being up here in Maine, which is kind of like the North Pole right now. And, you know, but, you know, hey, if it, other people, you know, I wish everyone best luck and everybody's got a good chance like anybody else. And she gets a lot of projects. So if you get some stuff, you know, more power to you.
Okay, definitely. Thanks for the plug.
You're welcome, Mitch.
Crosby, you up next, right?
I'll go last.
I should say what I'm working on right now. Definitely working, getting back to work on my R&B mixtape. You know, I'm working on that. And like I said, just about to head up this Surprise soundtrack. So that's what's on my agenda right now. So, you know, just focusing on that and possibly about to start writing another script. Oh, my first script, I should say. For a movie, so stay tuned for more on that.
Oh, cool. And Crosby, you know, saving the best for last, what you got to say before I let you go?
Well, one thing I forgot to mention before we wrapped, before we're, you know, beginning, is that actually I'm going to be editing a new feature film from Chicago that's going to have some pretty big Black Hollywood talent. Can't say who they are right now, but Chris Nolan, I know, is directing it. Chris Nolan's directing it, and I'm pretty much we're going to be editing and doing all the post-production work behind it. So big shout out to Yarn for Tricepta Studios to work on such a project on the technical side. But me personally, I just want to give a shout out to everyone in the entire world who has supported Surprise Surprise and has given us so much love and support. And also, I personally, you know, on my end, I just want to give a shout out to, you know, saying Mary Moore, hey, I love you. Saying it to the world.
Whoa! Okay.
Happy Valentine's Day.
That's so sweet.
Aww.
Just want to give you a shout out.
All right. Any more shout outs to anybody else out there before we end the show?
Before the surprise cast and crew, you guys have put up with us. You've been through us through the storm, through the thick and the thin. But now tomorrow, Thursday, February 7th, 2013, 12:00 Eastern Standard Time, you will see all of our hard work up on the big screen on our website, surprises.com. Make sure all of you guys log in, share with your family and friends. You'll be able to comment on it on our website and also everywhere you go. Make sure you guys check it out. We're going to post it up. We're going to basically push hard in it. And surprise, surprise, the year, surprise, surprise, it begins right now, baby.
Yep, yeah.
The year of the trailer. Check out the movie. Stay posted.
13 hours, 29 minutes, 59 seconds. And counting before surprise trailer.
Definitely.
Drops.
And happy Valentine's Day, too, because, you know, we're not going to be able to be on that. But happy Valentine's Day to all the ladies next week. You know?
Yeah, and ladies, the guys, too, happy Valentine's Day and happy Chinese New Year this Sunday. Oh, yes, I can't wait.
Oh, by the way, this trailer is definitely for all the ladies out there. This is definitely your Valentine's Day gift. I got roses out, too.
Sweetness.
And I want to thank everyone for being on the show tonight. And you guys, all you guys, welcome to be a guest on my show anytime. Just get in touch with me, and you're on the show.
You're coming.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shelly.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thank
you, guys.
Have a good night.
Good night.
All righty. Bye, guys. All righty. Well, it looks like it was a very interesting show, and I certainly have enjoyed tonight. And I like to end tonight with a great song, an epic song, that will actually be in a film that I'll be in Valkyrie, where I play Wonder Woman. And the song is called Battle Song. And once again, as I always say, it's by the man himself, the man, the myth, the legend, Horace Cora Deliza, and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari. Anyone, everyone, remember, when you have a dream, you're as good as anybody else, so you just go for it. And I'm going to end the show on such a positive, awesome note tonight. Everyone, have pleasant dreams.
Why turn?